Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Sky Brown. I am so happy to be hanging out with you today. We have an amazing guest, Brandi Rae, celebrity personal fitness expert. I'm so happy to have her. She's going to be joining us very shortly. Big shout out to my girl, well, CQ, my darling Celeste Curvy Queen, who was able to make the interview happen. Thank you, Sunshine. Thank you very much. You always help me out with the best guests in the whole wide world. We were just talking, for those of you who missed, who may have missed, because I know you catch the show all the time, who may have missed last week's show, we were talking about like food and what we're eating, and I was like, you know what, we need somebody to come on the show to kind of help us out, because I know I'm eating the wrong stuff, and I know you all are probably eating the wrong stuff, and I'm just tired of eating the wrong stuff. I want to make sure that that we're healthy and spring is coming. So based on that, CQ was like, look, girl, I got you. I have somebody. So let's get into a little bit more music, and then on the other side, I'm going to bring Brandi in with us. It's your girl, Sky Brown, checking in for the Sky Brown Morning Show.
Vanilla Tracy, Peter Bugatti, Isaac Mizrahi, up around the Doce, Gabbana sipping pure day with the ill nana, vision you up around, I had your loyalties and your joints, you're getting your royalties and your points, so what the deal is, with Foxy Brown McCain, now we lay Bonnie McFly, now I'm up in Jamaica breaking all your paper.
You're the only one for me, you're the only one I need, can nobody make me feel.
I'm about to explode.
think that's the music you listen to when you're starting on a treadmill, when you're like, yo, I think I could take it. And then next thing you know, you're like hyperventilating, holding on to the handrail. But I'm going to bring Brandy in right now because I know she's got a lot of information to share, a lot of tips, stuff that just really helped me get moving. Brandy, are you there?
I am here, Si. How are you?
I'm well. I could be better with you. Girl, I need you. York. I need to know how long I stay on the treadmill, when it's safe to hop off.
Well, I am
so
here
glad
for
to
you.
Have you. I'm so glad to have you. I wish I knew you. I used to live in Atlanta for a couple of years and migrated back up top. I think CQ is doing this. Celeste is doing this just to get me to come back to the ATL. I know that's what it is.
Come on back down to the south. Come on back down to the south.
With you all Georgia peaches. I know in Atlanta, with the weather usually being warm a lot longer than it is warm up here, I know your clients must really want to stay in shape, don't they?
Most definitely. Most definitely. We all like to show a little skin here and now, so this is the time to make things happen. But we've had the crazy weather as well as you all up there, so we're kind of not necessarily New York, New Jersey's, but we're not used to what's going on down here, but we make no excuses. No excuses.
No, it's all good. I mean, well, but that's the thing. Like, we're in right now the season where everyone's – I put a post on Facebook that said, am I the only one whose spring clothes – no, am I the only one whose dryer shrunk all of my spring clothes because nothing fits? I'm like, you know, I just we had nice weather. I know, I could rock something. And I just said, well, I can't believe either the dry cleaner or the just somebody's got to take the blame for all my clothes shrinking. And I know it wasn't me or all the junk food that I ate.
Oh, boy. Hibernation season.
Yeah, like, what, you know, first of all, I mean, because we could go on. I just want you to share with everybody, with my who you are. Where you're located, and then I'm going to get into all my questions about health and fitness and who you work for and all that fun stuff.
Okay, so you tell me how you really want me to start, and we can go because I can talk all day. So
oh, we love guests like you. But I mean, what even? Well, I know I will share with everybody. First of all, before we get too deep into the show. Your website is brandyray.com, BrandyRay.com, and you are a celebrity and executive fitness expert. Can you tell us what exactly that is?
Okay. For the most part, the majority of my clientele comes from corporate America, where you have your typical CEOs or people in leadership, not to exclude the working class, but for the most part, I tend to pull in more of executives or management individuals for the fact of the demand in their schedule, and they like to look the part. They like to sell the image of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I'm training a few music producers and artists right now and models and athletes. So with the two kind of fields, there's a mixture of diversity, rather, or just some of everything. So I'm able to see how stressful a CEO's lifestyle is to how erratic a music producer is. You know, when they're in the studio, time is precious. So when they're in the gym, it's serious. Let's get it. I don't know when I can come back, so let's make every moment count.
Well, you know, one of the things I did read, you know, I was doing a little bit of homework, and did I read correctly that you overcame a life-threatening accident, and that's kind of how you segued into this part of your life?
You're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. I was
too personal to talk about it.
Oh no. That's
okay. Good.
No, that's what we're here for. No, when I was 16, I was involved in a car accident, and I sustained the same injuries as the late Christopher Reeves, aka Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference in my injuries and his were about roughly a centimeter in difference in my cervical vertebrae. So for a while, I was an athlete, a track star in high school, and for a while, you know, I was immobile and truly understood what it meant to hurt. to be in pain and to finally be able to say the word can't, which is something that I do not allow my clients to use, but I know what it means to, you know, not be able to walk. I mean, learning how to walk was the hardest thing I've ever had to do. So
I mean,
from that,
when you were 16, you had to learn how to, you had to not really learn again how to walk?
16, exactly.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Like prom time and peak dating time and all that stuff?
All of that.
Wow.
All of that. So, you know, from that stemmed the interest in, well, I've always been in fitness or in dance or somehow or another active. So from that, the element of medicine came into. And so when I went to college, I decided that I wanted to do sports medicine. And it kind of just fed into the full fields of where I am today. And I happened to go to a wonderful university, Florida State University. So being surrounded by athletes kind of encouraged me to look at the athletic side of it. Mm-hmm. And here we are today, 13 years later, still doing fitness.
That's amazing. And I think one thing to your point is that a lot of times people's situations don't become serious to people until it affects them.
You are so on point.
You know, my mom, all my listeners know, my mom just died from cancer. And I promise you, until she literally died, not even diagnosed, until my mom died, I had no interest in cancer, walk, or nothing. And once it affected me personally, that was my call to action. But I think it's safe to assume that even with health, it's not until people really have a health scare, for the most part, I'm assuming, is when they all of a sudden say, uh-oh, I need to do something. Is that right?
You're right. I would say a combination of the two. Let me back up for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry to hear of your mom's passing, especially
in
relation to cancer. I'm a two-time cancer survivor myself and going through chemo right now. So I'm not saying I understand her fight and struggle, but I didn't think about things with cancer until I was hit in the face with it, and it is truly life-changing. It really is life-changing. But to go back on what you asked, most of the time until people are, you know, the doctor says, hey, 5 more pounds and we're looking at strokeville here, or, you know, you're right on the borderline of being diabetic, that's when people decide, I better start taking care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I better start taking care of myself when we've had preventative means prior to being borderline. But you know, we can be lazy or just get tied down with everything going on around us, and you know, we just allow our body or our mind to get so entrapped in other issues besides ourselves.
Mm.
Until it's too late.
That just happens to my dad, actually. I talk about everybody on my show, family kids. but my dad was recently in the mall, and he almost passed out, and security came over, and since then, he's changed his eating, he's changed the foods, he's been, but it took that.
Right.
He's diabetic, but not, like, really extreme.
Okay.
He just didn't really think much of it, and I just have to lose a little weight, until he literally almost passed out in the mall, and was like, okay, family, I need your help. I need you guys to, you know, why is it, it's a mental thing that people wait to take care of their bodies? Because we only get one body, right?
Right. We tend to overall, I mean, like just generally speaking, we always have the concept of, well, it won't happen to me. You know, that was them. But at the end of the day, all it takes is, you know, for your cholesterol levels or something to just be a little bit stagnant where, you know, it's out of the norm and your body is like, you know what, I'm tired and I'm going to show you that you're not giving me what I need to be functional and be healthy. So here's showtime. Ta-da. So, you know, unfortunately, it takes most people, we have to have a lesson. And they typically come through tragedy or, you know, some freak accident or a scenario that's unfortunate, but could be prevented.
Yeah, that's the sad part. What do you find, like, you know, when people come to you, you know, since you know, you are with high-end, you know, clients who have stressful jobs, But what about normal people? Like, what are some of their common concerns and some of their common health issues?
For the most part, especially nowadays, stress levels or, you know, I guess the typical, I want to get rid of this baby fat or,
right.
you know, just, you know, some people don't understand that, you know, through fat or weight loss, as some people say, and obesity, I mean, there's so many things that can be small triggers. You know, some people have migraines and, you know, if you have more pounds on the body than it's supposed to be, your body's going to react and it's typically going to attack. So I mean, just from, you know, simple things to I want to get in a smaller size, or I'm about to get married and I want to be in shape for my wedding day, or but what I'm coming across more so with the working class or the family, I like to say, is I want to be a better example for my children.
Really?
I'm coming across that a lot, and I mean from all across the board, from whether you're, you know, a housewife to a single mom or single father that has two or six kids in the home, or even, you know, high schoolers and middle school kids themselves, you know, I want to look better. I want to feel better. I don't want to be an outcast. I know that I'm not supposed to be this big. You know, I want to look like everybody else.
Wow. And,
mm-hmm, I see it a lot now. Definitely see that a lot now. So,
do you think that, or what impact do you think publications and magazines actually have on people's weight? You know, like how they feel about themselves, because, I mean, quite honestly, there are a lot of people who are fixed in and can use a couple pounds, but I think there are also a whole lot of other people who are overweight and can stand to use, you know, stand to lose some weight. What impact do you think, if any, does the media have on, like, how people perceive themselves?
I would say a very profound impact. To give you an example, even in our gym, you know, I'm in a private facility, and we have definitely a diverse clientele base. And a few days ago, one of the trainers had spread, you know, you go to the gym if you're going to get on the cardio machine or something, and you have magazines to read if you want to, you know, while you're working out. And they had spread all these magazines of women, you know, fitness models on the cover on the bottom of the rack where when you're putting it on your bag, you can see it. Well, this happened to be a fit group of women that walked up to put their purses down, and they were just appalled to the fact that they were bending over, touching their fatless abs to say, oh, my gosh, I'm so fat. And it's just like, you know, here you are. You have a six-pack, and you're looking at this model on this magazine that has one more ab, one more defined ab than you do, and you automatically look at yourself and think you're fat. So
you know what, you're so right. Oh my goodness, yeah.
And so it was from that. I've never really thought about the magazine until I saw that, the cover of magazines. I mean, not to sound naive or anything, but just witnessing that, I was like, oh my goodness. And especially with women, we're very, very, I like to say, the mirror image.
Mm-hmm.
When we look in the mirror, we see things completely different than what other people see. And it can be for the positive or negative, but media significantly has an effect on, you know, our self-image, or, you know, how we perceive ourselves. And, you know, but I'm finding more men are affected by that than women. Like, it's kind of a given that women would be bothered or, you know, offended or, you know, would think, demean themselves in some way, but I'm noticing more men are paying attention or comparing themselves to what's on a male fitness magazine opposed to who they are. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Maybe is it because we have, like, metrosexual. Is that what they call, like, the metrosexual or something?
Mm-hmm, metrosexual. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that might be a regional thing. I laugh because everybody in New York wears black. Everybody looks down. But then again, I'm not really like a fashionista.
Okay.
But, you know, that kind of, you know, I don't look at the magazines too much. Or I think I'm a little jaded because I've worked with so many in the industry and I used to be in the industry that I know it's not real. It's been airbrushed. I think it was Demi Moore who was on the cover of a magazine a few months back, and half of her thigh was missing. Like, it literally, like, whoever airbrushed it so much that they had her hips, and they had her panties, and then her thigh underneath, but they airbrushed her thigh so much underneath her panty line that it didn't match her hips. And it was, like, all over, you know, like Media Takeout and all these other magazines, Huffington Post. And I looked at it, and I'm like, well, am I the only one that knows that these images are so airbrushed? You know, it's just heartbreaking that that's just the image that they want us to
believe that's
with.
What it is.
Mm-hmm. It's not even realistic, right?
It is very unrealistic, and that's what a lot of people don't understand. For the most part, I mean, I'm not going to say 100%, but I guarantee you it's in the 90 percentile that what you see on the front of the magazine is nowhere realistic as to what that person looks like. Not saying that, you know, they're a whole nother color per se, but there's so many things done because, you know, to depending on the lighting and the image that's wanted by the editor or anything like that. And, you know, no one wants to see, you know, rough images or, you know, even cellulite or, you know, if you have dimples in your thigh, you know, that's all taken out. So what you see is not what, you know, what really is, you know, it's not the realistic image of the body. But people don't see that. You see all the definition and the skin and, oh, my gosh, she looks so skinny. She looks so great. Or, oh, look at his abs.
Yeah.
Or it just takes on a whole nother world. Mm-hmm.
That's why I love Kate Winslet, who was in Titanic, because she's a little on the curvy. And she says she loves her curves, and she is unforgiving. And I think Kate Winslet is beautiful.
She looks great.
Too. Right? They do, right? And
yes.
They're not a size two.
Mm-hmm. She looks very good. She looks very good and healthy, by the way. You know, being in shape doesn't mean being skinny. And people have somehow or another twisted that. And you can be, there's a thing called scat, where it's skinny fat. Or you can be skinny, but you can still have body fat. So, you know, it's not about being skinny. It's about being healthy, but having the right muscle to lean body mass ratio. And that's what makes you fit.
Hmm. See, that's the stuff I needed to know. Exactly the stuff that I needed to know. So what are some of the things that you can offer to our listening audience that are easy for them to implement? You know, because we really did have a serious conversation on the show last week, and we were like, okay, we don't even know where to begin. I wouldn't even know what is the top three foods that we should just ditch immediately?
You said the top three foods?
Or the top three things that are just really
going to
take our bodies out.
I think we're having a communication. It's hard for me to hear you on this end.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Oh, that's perfect right there. Wherever you are, that's perfect.
Okay, good. I'm not moving. I was just saying, like, what are, you know, based on what we were talking about on the show last week, how we're really trying to get our bodies in shape. But we're all new. You know, we're just normal people, and this is really new for us. What are some of the things that you can offer to us, either diet-wise or exercise-wise, just to kind of help us get started?
Okay. I can throw out a few things, which to not to complicate it, but keeping it real simple. Simplicity is everything. You know the saying, less is more?
Mm-hmm.
So to not confuse, but to just give it to you straight. Journaling is one of the most phenomenal things that you can ever do, whether it's for, you know, spiritual enlightenment or anything like that. But if you write down what you eat, you're more apt to understand what your body needs and what your body lacks. So typically with my clients, whether they're new or clients that I've had for 5-6 years, I ask them to, you know, keep a daily journal, just writing down everything that you consume. If you had a box of Twix today, let me know you had a box of Twix. So when you come in the gym, I'll see why your body looks the way it does, because you're not giving it the nutrition that it needs.
Wow.
And it's just, we tend to take more responsibility for, you know, when we know that we're not doing what we need to do. We want to go ahead and clear that and address that. But in you giving me a sheet of paper or that has, you know, what you've written, what you've eaten on it, people feel kind of, you know, you go back to feeling like a little child. Oh, my gosh, I don't want to disappoint you or this and that. But more importantly, even by yourself, even if you don't have a trainer, to, you know, face your own sheet and say, oh, wow, that's what I'm eating. Oh, no, well, no wonder I look the way I look or I feel the way I feel.
Right.
But if you're on the great scale of it, oh, I'm doing great. I'm getting my vegetables, my fruits, my lean protein. I'm, you know, monitoring my bread and dairy intake, things of that sort. So you can kind of applaud yourself. I kind of live on the premise of I'm a really healthy, lean eater. I eat frequently five to six meals a day, which is something that is, you know, unless you have serious medical issues, I recommend for the majority of the human race. For the fact is, you want to try to feed yourself as though you're grazing throughout the day opposed to having, you know, a big meal, because your body will just kind of, because your body reads it as, oh, well, you're stuffing me right now because I have no idea when you're going to feed me later, so let me hold on to everything that you're giving me. But just as if you fuel a furnace, if you're constantly putting in wood or in the fire, it's going to continue to burn as long as you keep feeding it. But when you stop, it goes out. Our bodies are the same way. So
wow, I didn't know that.
You want to kind of follow that guide in regards to that. But one big thing with the nutrition is making sure that we drink enough water. And most of us do not. And I mean pure water, whether you do tap or bottled water, get a purification system. Your body needs water to rid itself of toxins, which helps break down your fat cells. But more importantly, it allows everything, just as not to compare us to a toilet, but you have to have things going through to pass it through. So you want to make sure that you're constantly hydrating yourself with pure water. And I try to tell people when you're exercising, every 15 to 20 minutes, drink about 8 ounces of water. If you can take that, or just, at least four ounces of water, so your body will cool itself while you're working out, and you won't get flushed or pass out or anything like that. But the goal for the average person is 100 ounces of water a day, or leading up to a gallon a day.
Really?
It is a lot of water to drink, but your body needs it. Your body, if you know, you're awake for the majority of the day, 10 to 13 hours a day, your body needs water. It's how it cools itself off, and also with sweating as well. But you want to make sure your organs are hydrated, as well as making sure that, you know, for your mind. So with the water, I know I'm kind of probably feeding a lot to you, but on the nutrition, those are just three great starters to get your program, to get your program and get you kind of focused on where you should be, where you want to go.
So they were journaling, drink a lot of water, and what was it?
Okay, I said journaling, drinking a lot of water. Oh, and the frequency of meals, 5 to 6 meals a day.
And the small meals. Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
5 to 6 small meals a day. 5 to 6 small meals a day. Yes.
I was still on the gallon of water. We are almost out of time. Let everybody know how they can find you, Sunshine.
Most definitely. I am in the Atlanta area, but you can reach me on the World Wide Web at www.brandyray.com, or simply email me at info@brandyray.com.
Thank you so much for joining us today on the Sidebrow Morning Show. I really appreciate it. Thank you for the tips and hanging out with us. And you're definitely welcome to come back when you have a new book, new product. Please know that we'll always make room and space for you here on our show. Thank you, Brandy.
Thank you so much, Ike. Thank you so much.
Oh, no doubt. Let's stay in touch, Sunshine.
We most definitely will.
Okay. Yeah. Let me tell you, everybody, get your gallons out and start drinking that water, because I'm definitely, I could do the water. See, she didn't say I had to get on the treadmill. She just said I had to drink the water. No, I'm just kidding. We have to have total body health, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Remember that we shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do, or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. I love you all for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.